Hi, everybody. Good morning. Grab my prayer beads. Good morning, Unity family. I'm glad that Leo just showed that commercial for Martha Creek, because I can't wait to get another dose of Martha Creek at 1 o'clock today. You don't have to pre-register, and Zoe will probably put the information in the comments section. But anyway, we are in this moment. And Leo told you a story about what happened to him this morning. I want to tell you real quickly that a very close friend of mine called this morning, and she said, okay, I know that you're getting ready for the service, but please hold me in prayer. I said, of course, absolutely. She said, there is a lot of angst and anger and upheaval with someone in my life, and it is taking all I can do to take the high road. And she had not read her newsletter yet, so she didn't realize that Martha Creek was going to be talking about critical conversations skills again this afternoon with us. She was very excited. She also didn't know that my talk today is called Going High, which is very different than Getting High. That is another church service entirely. So we're going to stay with Going High today. But before we dive into Going High, I would like for my sister from another mister, Rosina Hill Jackson, my adoring sister, to set the stage for us. Many of you know that I choose music for the Sunday services based on whatever is playing in the spirit jukebox in my mind. And usually something is playing all week to get my attention. And there's a song that Rosina wrote a few years ago that was inspired by Unity, and especially inspired by Carlos's words one Sunday. And I kept hearing it all week long. So I called Rosina Friday and I asked, I said, I'm going to find this gorgeous video that you did in one of your shows. Can we use it on Sunday? Because I really need to hear this song. And I believe if I need to hear it, then others need to hear it. So please welcome Unity. Beloved Rosina Hill Jackson. Here is Another Day by the Hill Jackson Family Music Studio.
To do. What do you say when there are no more words to use? Where do you go when all the doors that open close right in your face? You gotta keep moving. You've gotta keep pressing on toward another day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you do when everything you do seems wrong? What do you say to those who feel they can't go on? Oh, where do you go when those you gave your trust to turn and walk away? You gotta keep moving. You've gotta keep pressing on toward another day. Yeah. Yeah, on toward another day. You've got to put one foot in front of the other foot, in front of the other foot. Come on and put one foot in front of the other foot, in front of the other foot. Yes, you can put one. God is in heaven and heaven is in you. Holy is your name. God wants you to know there's nothing to fear, no one to blame. You've been informed, captivity's over. In truth, we're free. Choose you this day what your mind will obey, and get this victory.
Let's stay together for a while, even though right now, I don't know about you, this won't include that are in sobriety, but right now, I could have a Bloody Mary for brunch. Oh, that was beautiful. Did you get up and start putting one foot in front of the other foot? You gotta put one foot in front of the other foot, in front of the other foot. Did you hear Carlos's words? Rosina? Jason, thank you all. Thank you all, thank you all. God, that was beautiful. I needed that. And as our Unity Fifth Principle says, pray and move your feet. So let's keep putting one foot in front of the other foot. Many of you, some of you at least, may have heard of a lady named Michelle Obama. She is quite the deeply beloved individual by oh, so many. She knows how to speak from her heart to the hearts of others. She's got that gift. Girl can give a speech. She is the real thing. And Michelle Obama has been known for the past few years to say, when they go low, we go high. Now, this is not about politics. So don't start writing hate stuff in the comments. This is not about politics. But when they go low, we go high is a great reminder, right? The problem with this, and I adore Michelle Obama and think she can hang the moon. The problem with this is that it creates us and them. The antithesis is of what is going to help heal this world. And so if there's us and them, this is a bit of an issue if we are one. And we talk about our oneness a lot in Unity. And now I know that a lot of people say, and they have the mindset of, yeah, prove it. You know, I'll believe it when I see it. Well, the thing is, we won't see it until we believe it. Believing that our oneness is at work. The only way we can create real change is by creating ourselves. Creating and changing ourselves from the inside out. And sometimes if we have to take something from the outside in to create that change, so be it. We've heard so many different ways of putting this. You know, the flight attendant saying, put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you help anyone else. Remember way back when we traveled on airplanes? What's another one? Keep your side of the street clean. Worry about your own business. Be the one to drop the rock in the rock fight. The one I love, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And then there's turn the other cheek. Now, here's the thing about turning the other cheek. When Jesus said, turn the other cheek, he didn't mean let them slap the other side. There is no such thing as divine abuse. What turn the other cheek means is see them differently. Look at them differently. Look at them from a higher place. And I actually think that the best summation in the Sermon on the Mount, which is the real juicy, the crux of what we have on the teaching of Jesus. The real point of that to me is resist not evil. So how do we go high? Let's not just talk about it. How do we do it? Let's think about this together. If you have ideas, put them in the comments. But here are some ways. Pray before criticizing. Start catching yourself. Start training yourself to notice before something's about to come out of your mouth by connecting to your source, God, the only source, before judging someone harshly. By asking for the truth. But before you're telling Spirit what is wrong in the world or in your life, ask Spirit for the truth. Sean says often, Spirit, what am I to think of this? What am I to think of this? Just before having a knee-jerk reaction. And most especially, I think right now with where we are, is by asking, will this help or will this hurt? Before I hit post. Now, I am not judging. I am observing. But I have seen plenty of posts from some of you on Facebook. Ask, when you're posting something, am I expressing my true heart's desire, which is always love? That is always our true heart's desire. Or is this deepening my anger and my fear? Is this really, really what you want? Because you can't have it both ways. We need to start focusing on what we want, what we are for. What we are for. If we keep righteously declaring what we're against, well, guess what we're most likely to manifest? We got to keep sticking together and training ourselves because we are here. We are here to do the work of Spirit. And the only way that we can do that is by raising ourselves to a higher consciousness. I'm going to grab my trusty journal here. Now, I want to challenge you all to commit to sharpening and strengthening this skill. Notice first, and then ask what you are to think of this. Is this coming from love? Is it coming from anger and fear? Remember, we are here to put one foot in front of the other foot, in front of the other foot, in front of the other foot, and know that you will probably be doing the cha-cha because we'll take a step back and we'll take a step forward and then might take a couple of steps back. It's not about perfection. It's about process. What are you for? Not what are you against. We are inundated with what we are against, with division. We don't need any more examples of what you're against. And again, turning the other cheek, not about getting slapped on the other side. Going high is coming from a higher awareness, a higher consciousness, seeing it rightly. I've been having this thing that for weeks now, I've been thinking a lot about butterflies. And it's, I'm sure, because of the metamorphosis that the caterpillar goes through to become the butterfly. I like how songwriter Janis Stanfield says, if fat furry worms can fly, there's nothing I can't do. Think about it. And that makes me think of the butterfly effect. Now, if you don't know the butterfly effect, the idea is that a butterfly flapping its wings in China on the other side of the world can cause chaos enough to start a tornado in Texas. Now, in reality, this is not likely to happen. But the point is, small changes, the flapping of a beautiful, gentle butterfly's wings, small changes can lead to dramatically different outcomes. And this is proven in the physics of chaos theory. And I think it's clear that right now we're living in a lot of chaos. And we have the power to impact this for good, for better. That would have been a perfect song cue. I just realized that, for good. Anything? I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who are most grow if we let them. If we help them in turn, well, I don't know if I believe that's true. I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. That was so spontaneous that I won't sing any more of it. Listen to those words. Those are great. We are one. We are in this together. We really are in this together. I want to share I'm always striving to be truly divinely led by spirit in my choices and my decisions, especially for our experience every week together. I would have been divinely inspired, and sometimes things come at the last minute. And late last night, it was around midnight, and I was led to check something on Facebook. And my first thought was, oh, God, why are you going to do that before going to bed? Why are you going to check Facebook? And I went on Facebook on my phone, and the first thing that popped up is from a group that I forgot somewhere along the way I had signed on to. And the group is called, are you ready? What is mine to do? I've been saying that over and over as a mantra. I end every weekly newsletter note with what is mine to do, supporting that we must keep asking, what is mine to do? So this post that came up was from a pastor of Hill United Methodist Church in Idaho. Her name, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, it's S-E-N-E, but it's Reverend Brenda Seen, or Sinning. Well, let's call her Seen, Brenda Seen. She wrote this powerful post. And at first I'm like, do I want to read? I grew up Methodist. So I want to read a Methodist post at midnight. And I was very strongly guided to read this. I want to share with you that not everyone in Reverend Zine's congregation was jazzed about this post, was supportive about it. But I want to share it with you. Let me find it. I printed it out so I could share it with you this morning if it felt like it. Let me see. I'm going to share it with you. But first, I'm going to find it. Don't go away. I told you I printed it out. It was by the printer. Imagine that. Brenda Bettinger Sr. The sign in front of our church has Black Lives Matter displayed. You may wonder why we have this in front of our church, although I think most of you understand. Hillview took a vote several years ago to welcome every single person into the church and to work toward the full inclusion of all people. Our mission is to live the teachings of Jesus as we share God's unconditional love. Jesus taught us not to judge other people, but to love everyone, even those who persecute us. It is difficult in our society to live the teachings of Jesus, but it is our goal. Working for racial justice and equity should not be a partisan issue. Just as working for LGBTQ justice and equity should not be partisan. Churches continue to largely be segregated because we were often on the wrong side of history. The Bible was used by too many people to support slavery, to keep women out of leadership, reject children who were LGBTQ. The Sermon on the Mount, the main section of teachings we have from Jesus, has often been pushed to the back as people have looked for ways to support their secular beliefs. The church is the conscience of the country. We do not follow majority morality. Jesus identified with the poor and oppressed and was persecuted and crucified for standing against the religious institution, for not taking care of the vulnerable of their society. His resurrection was God's great yes to our world's no. The work of love and justice cannot be stopped as we head toward the completion of the kingdom of God. When we do this, when we do the work of love and justice, we sometimes come head to head with political systems that are not just. The church has a responsibility to speak out against corruption, racism, unethical behaviors, immorality, no matter what political party is in power at the moment. Doing this is not breaking any separation of church and state. It is being the church in the midst of a state. If we begin to tell people how to vote, then we would violate the separation of church and state. Our role is to encourage people to live their faith every day, including election day. Know what you believe. Know what Jesus taught us. Know that we are called to love, protect, and stand up for the voices. I have never in over 25 years told anyone who to vote for in a church. I'm not going to start now. You do not have to worry that I will preach a sermon against any particular politician. I will preach about God and how we live in today's world in light of what we know about God. You do not have to worry that I will look at you differently because of your political view. I love you for who you are. not who you vote for. I respect differences of opinion, and I celebrate all of our diversity. Yesterday, we began getting messages from people in Boise about our song. We knew this would happen because our world is in an ugly place right now, and because people with racist tendencies have been emboldened. We have Black Lives Matter on our sign because there are not all that many Black people in Boise, Idaho, and they need our support. We would like to pretend that Boise is immune to the ugliness that is elsewhere in the country, but we are not. We know that from the times the Anne Frank Memorial has been defaced, we know that from the counter-protesters who have tried to incite anger. When people try to incite our anger, it is important that we respond with love. Years ago, a church I served was visited by Westboro Baptist Church. The congregation arrived on Sunday morning to see horribly ugly signs filled with hatred greeting them. Volunteers greeted the congregation at their cars and ushered them safely into the church. We offered cookies and coffee to the protesters. Some of our church people were very, very upset to see the protesters, but most said that we must have been doing something right to have people with so much hate inside want to stop us. I was preaching that day, so I asked Dr. Ray Balton, who was a retired minister and great preacher, for advice before church. He told me to paraphrase a quote from Franklin D. Roosevelt. I ask you to judge me by the enemies I have made. This quote has stayed with me through the years. Sometimes it is good to be judged by the enemies we have made. So here are a few things that people wrote to us about yesterday. The pastor uses her pulpit to rally for Democrats and their causes. If you don't believe me, just read her thoughts of the day posted on this page. She has a right to her own opinion, but I don't come to church to be preached to about politics. I'm saddened by the fact that you are displaying this. All lives matter. I believe this is racist and embarrassed that a church would do this. Here's another one. Really? How about all lives matter? Wow, just wow. Here's one. So you're perpetuating the Black Lives Matter hate in our own town. Your sign speaks volumes, and I hope your congregation sees what racist agitators you are and stop attending. I've attended and knew you sucked, and now everyone in town can see that too. Does the Black Lives Matter even help Blacks or just make trouble? Have you researched where they spend their money? Or are you just ignorantly jumping on the bandwagon? Wrong wagon, and God will get you for it. That organization is nothing but terrorists that have come after our own country, and you just picked the wrong side. I hope Boise runs you out of town right along with the mayor. All lives matter, you morons. Here's one more. Every report out of Portland or Seattle makes people hate the Black Lives Matter. So if you're seeing racist problems, I believe it's due to the acts of the Black Lives Matter. And we, the people, are fed up with their demands and destruction. Going high. Here are just a couple of Reverend Seen's responses. Until Black Lives Matter, we cannot claim that all lives matter. Our goal is justice for all people, and that is what we work toward. We consider this as work toward the kingdom of God. We also work for the full inclusion of people who are LGBTQ. You are always welcome to work with us, to welcome and include all people in the family of God. The negativity we have seen has come from counter-protesters, which tells us how important it is to still work for racial justice. Churches are often the most segregated places, and we would like to help work for that to change. We look forward to a day when we can say that all lives matter, but it is going to take work to get there. God created us in our colorful diversity. So I believe God celebrates all our colors. I assume you are already treated as if your life matters. I hope so. Thank you for being respectful. Others who have messaged us about our sign have not been as respectful. I think we are close in our thoughts, but I see another step before we get to declare that all lives matter. It is more than Black lives for me. It is also the lives of the mentally ill, the incarcerated, the refugees, the Muslims, the women, homeless, the poor, and the list goes on. It is painful to see so many people who do not feel like they have a voice. We live in a strange time. When others go low, we follow Christ. Now we know that unity is a metaphysical approach to the teachings of Jesus, to the Bible, the scripture. But what a beautiful message. What a powerful message. Going high. That's what we're. So at the very least, I ask you before, if you're a Facebook poster, really ask before something gets you all heated up, is this going to help? Or is this going to deepen the anger and fear I am feeling? Can we all focus on what we're for? The world needs us. This country needs us right now. It can't be us and them. We are one. We are one. We are all brothers and sisters. A lot of people have just forgotten this on deep levels. The butterfly effect. A small change can create dramatic differences, can create dramatic change. So you take a step back, you make a new choice. Take a breath right now. I actually found another song that moved my soul to a new place when I heard it the other day. I had never heard Lozina sing. It's a beautiful recording by Lozina and Jason in the studio in their home. But right now I want you to take another breath, get centered, get still, and give yourself over to this music experience as today's meditation.
And daughters.
knows what the struggle brings. Blackbird, oh, fly, set the skies on fire. Rise up even higher, so the ageless winds of time can catch your wings. Faith was as sure as the stars. Now you're free, and the world has come to see just how proud and beautiful you are. Black butterfly, struggle breeze. Blackbird, fly, set the skies on fire. Rise up even higher, so the winds can catch your wings. Let the current lift your heart and say, timeless message clear across the sky, so that all of us can read it and remember we need it, that a dream conceived in truth can never die.
And so it is.